Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Again, friends, you have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, Stephanie Joy. Now, if you'd like to check us out online, you can do that. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also check us out on our Facebook pages, which are Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on Facebook. Or you can go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook or Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. If you're not a part of those little Twitters, Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1, Twitter accounts, being involved in what's going on socially, friends, you need to be a part of something that's going on out there and keeping the word out there. Because when we should protest, when men are silent when they should protest, makes cowards of men. And really, friends, what we need to do is we need to get involved regardless if we like it or not. Because, again, we need to understand that freedom, again, was not given unto us to do what we want to do. It's given unto us to do what we ought to do. And we need to do what we need to do. You know, one of the things that Jesus said is, he who tries to save his life will lose his life. And he who loses his life for my sake will find it. That's true. It's also true that he who loves his life will lose it, and he who hates his life in this life, he'll find it. And is that true, Stephanie? I mean, we were just talking about this yesterday. This is crazy stuff.
Yeah.
But it really is true, is it not?
Yeah, it's totally true. When you look at it, you say, well, you know, where is your treasure supposed to be kept? You're supposed to set your affections on things above and not on things on this earth. And it seems like our life here on earth is a matter, it's a dying process. You die to yourself.
It's a testing ground, preparation.
Yep, yeah. I die daily. And, you know, the Lord said, whoever takes not his cross and follows after me is not worthy of me. So what we experience as Christians here on this earth is a lot of trials, persecutions, temptations, and all these different things that we go through. But the good news is that the Lord promised he would never leave us nor forsake us, but our affections
and that we would be made
above
more than conquerors,
right,
through him that loved him, and also taking that and making it a positive for those that understand and have ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. It is our Father's good pleasure to give unto us the kingdom, but we also need to keep in mind that we are to press into the kingdom of God, and the Bible also says that the violent take it by force. So we need to break into the kingdom, into the realm of heaven, and take what's ours as to what has been bought and paid for by Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, so we can be effective in this earth as it is in heaven. And again, Scripture tells us that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church, and I praise God for just that. The victory is ours if we're willing to suffer it and allow the process to go through, so God will bring forth the fruit.
Yeah, that's right. And our Christianity, too, needs to be aggressive. Catherine Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, along with her husband, William Booth, she wrote a book, the best book next to the Bible I've ever read in my entire life, called Aggressive Christianity. Christianity doesn't sit back and wait and slack and slouchy. No, Christianity is, you know, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. We have to go forward and
And that's true. But my point was this, is the fact that we do 99% of what we do in ministry what we hate to do,
we
to do
like
the
to
1%
do,
of what we want to do,
that's
because
right.
Payday for ministers is the very heart of Christ. And what is that? To seek and save that which is lost. And I also want to say this as a word of encouragement for those that are trying to figure out what they should be doing in life, and they are Christians. Remember, Jesus said, think not that there's yet 4 months before the harvest. He said, pray that the Lord of the harvest will send forth laborers into the field. And there's so many promises that he would lead us by his Holy Ghost to be about the work of his hands as he does order our steps. But we have to be willing to do that. And in the process, you do 99% of what you don't want to do the 1% that you want to do. For those that don't know, I want everybody to understand that I didn't apply for the job. And those that apply for the job, they're not called of God. They're called of the devil, because it's not a will of the flesh. It's a will of the Spirit. And now people need to understand that. And I don't think people understand that. I think people think that, well, we get on the radio and we just can't wait to get here. And we know, you know, we love to go out there and speak, but we just can't wait to get there. But they don't understand what Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. He said, I came in much weakness, fear, and trembling. People need to understand that we're crucified through weakness, but we live by the power of God. First and foremost, that the flesh doesn't glory, but Christ glories through those that are willing to lay themselves down for the greater purpose, and that is to the glory of Christ. And again, I want people to understand that when we get on the radio, it's, okay, Lord, what is it that you want next? What do you want to hit next? It's not, oh, this is what I'm going to hit, and I got it all laid out right in front of me, and, oh, man, we're going to do this, that, and the other thing. It never works out that way. You want the Holy Ghost to lead the way, and that's exactly what he does if you give him the yieldedness that he commands.
That's right, and you have to understand it's not all gusto and glory. A lot, like you mentioned, 99% of the things that we do are things that we don't like to do. They're tedious, monotonous, same old pattern,
I mean,
day after day.
I can't wait to get up in the morning just to tell America what they need to do every day.
Right.
I mean, that's what I desire. Hey, listen, I love people, but I love God first and foremost. And I can't love people until I first love God. Scripture tells us in 1 John chapter 2, I believe, it talks about how by this we know, no, I'm sorry, 1 John chapter 5, by this we know that we love the children of God. When we first love God, I'm adding, and then we love the children of God. And that is exactly the process. But also, in saying all that to say this again, friends, it's just not something that you want to wake up and do and just start dropping the hammer on the issues going on in the country again. But we do that because we love, and we do that because we're led of the one that that first loved us.
That's right.
And we're simply responding to him who first loved us. So anyways, in saying that, friends, I'd like for you to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. I'd like for you to go over to our Facebook, Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Radio, and or Bradley Dean, double E. And you could follow us on our Twitter account as well. It's Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1. Phone lines will be accessible for the next hour. Folks, last week we talked about distorting our founding forefathers, distorting who they were, and we could not deny the fruit. I also want to just kind of, at the tip of the iceberg, just hit a couple names that you'll know of that were popular people, and what people thought they were, and what was the popular opinion concerning them people. And then what I want to do is I want to correlate that with distorting our patriarchs, distorting those biblical characters where Christ shined through them, rather it be Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, Aaron, Joshua, Caleb, I don't care who it is, Samson, Gideon, the small prophets, the greater prophets, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and then I want to go to the apostles. And I just want to give you an idea as to how the world responded to these people that we now praise. I've said this in the past, and I say it again, friends. Isn't it not interesting to those that listen to the show on a daily basis? Is it not interesting to you that most people in this country, they'll praise the dead prophets, but they have a way of persecuting the living ones, don't they? Yeah, nothing new under the sun. The spirit of the world has not changed, and it's the same thing today as to what's going on in this country. And what I want to do is I want to show you just that. Let's turn it right side up once again. Folks, check out sonsoflibertymedia.com if you'd like to call in, 1-866-233-0747. Got some cool stuff posted right now as it's still being loaded. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Definitely driving.
This is going to be rocking until Thursday, and then we're going to change our tune. Folks, I do want to take you really quick over to sonsoflibertymedia.com because I wanted to tell you one of those I told you so's, and again, I hate saying that, especially the way it's said, but it is one of those things that I have been warning the American people over the last probably 6 years concerning the radical homosexuals and how they're being used to upend the Constitution of the United States, and they're being conveniently used by none other than the radical Muslims that are right behind them. They're using the same methodology. For example, the homosexuals come up with something called, well, bigotry, and, well, you hate us because you don't accept us. And then they come up with a word called homophobia. You're afraid of the homosexuals. Well, as I said, friends, John Adams, the second president of the United States, said our Constitution is made for a moral and a religious people. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. They are simply being used by corrupt government officials in this country to upend the Constitution to make way for something called Sharia law. Now, again, just to prove the point, we know that in Maryland now that a couple Muslims were offended. And now that they have their kids bowing down and praying to Allah during public school time, which we need to deal with, by the way, friends, that is completely unlawful in this country in every sense of the word. It's a violation. It's a transgression of everything that we are. But we see their methodology. They play the victim. These people love to smack your face, and I'm talking about the radical homosexuals and the radical Muslims, which are in close pursuit. How they love to smack your face, then they have the audacity to cry victim. Well, they, in fact, are the ones perpetuating the crimes. In other words, here's a visual for you. They hold up the shield as if they're the victim, but behind the shield they have the spear as they are the ones perpetuating the crimes. They're both doing it systematically. Methodology is right on the smack. Line upon line, precept upon precept. Now what we have, and I'm saying that all to say this, friends, that they're following in close pursuit. Well, now we have the Muslims saying that you hate us because you don't accept Sharia law. Yep, right behind the homosexuals, as I said. Yep, and now they have something called Islamophobia. So,
right.
Like, you're afraid of them. No, we just don't want your devilish doctrine in America is really what it comes down to, because we see what's happening in Germany right now, friends, for those that did not know, is the German people are rising up in the tens of thousands demanding governments remove the Islamization of their country, to remove these radical devils out of their country. That's what's happening, and you need to take heed to foreign countries, folks, because they're sick and tired of the violations concerning these immoral devils, is really what it comes down to. So now they're rising up and saying, get rid of them, we don't want them in our country anymore.
Amen.
Well, they should have listened to somebody along
Prevention?
The way is better than cure.
That's right.
If we would just simply listen to the warnings that God gives, we would understand what not to do and what to do.
Yeah, and not be afraid when people try to label you as Islamophobe
that.
And so on and so forth.
They can call me whatever they want. I'm an Islamophobe. Are you an Islamophobe?
Right, and I'm not saying that for you. I'm saying people in general, what happens is when they take a step out, all someone has to do is call them a few little names, point the finger just a little bit, and they back up.
You know,
it doesn't matter
right.
what you're called. You don't back up. You go forward because, as you just said, prevention is better than cure, rather than waiting to the fact of the Islamization of their country.
Yeah.
The people of Germany
yeah.
should have said, no,
let them come in your country and start killing people and calling it whatever they want to call it and stoning those that want and calling names and doing what, bombing people and beheading people before they figure out what these people are about.
That's right.
You know, the point is this. The communists have a slogan, and by the way, it's the same thing, again, the same methodology, friends, is totalitarianism, is this. Hey, your enemy says, when you feel steel, retreat.
Yep.
If you feel what? If you feel their softness, go forward. Just go ahead. They said, if you feel mush, go forward. America, they continuously feel your mush. They're going to continuously bulldoze over you, and you're letting them do it. Don't let the leaven ruin the whole lump or leaven the whole lump. Don't let the foxes spoil the vines, friends. This is unlawful conduct. Okay? So, anyways, going back to my point and sonsoflibertymedia.com, folks, now, you know, the homosexuals, because they have to play the victim somehow. We know they have a long train of abuses concerning the American people, concerning their own created hate crimes, fake hate crimes.
Right.
I mean, we talked about several of them on this radio show. Because they have to put themselves in the position of the victim only to, again, perpetuate the crime. Now, don't listen to me. Kevin Jennings, the founder of GLSEN, said this. He said he's a radical homosexual. He's the one that wrote a book or forward to a book called Queering the Elementary Education. His icon was none other than Harry Hay, who is now dead and burning in hell where he belongs. But he was the icon for an organization called NAMBLA, North American Man Boy Love Association, and their motto is sex before it's too late, and they say that during gay pride parades, if you didn't know. Now, what's also interesting to know that is that Kevin Jennings himself said this. He said, bullying is nothing more than the affirmation of the gay lifestyle. In other words, you label the people that you are trying to bulldoze over as your perpetrator, and you play the victim, and you'll get your way.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what, America? You're too stupid for the most part to figure that out in many cases. Not everybody, but in many cases, right? And so would the state-controlled media have you believe that everybody's for it, when in fact, easily, hands down, there's very far and few between that are for it, okay? Now, again, friends, saying all that to say this, we know that this just recently took place. This is on sonsoflibertymedia.com, and it's important that you hear what's going on over there. But we have fake hate crimes in California being perpetuated by Muslims attacking their own mosques.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, responsible
what?
For California mosque Christmas Day attack, another fake hate crime, more faked hate, and still no more media.
Fake hate.
Yeah, exactly. It's faked hate is what it is.
Yes, it is. Okay, and so more fake hate, and still no media culpa. As I pointed out yet again last week when the latest FBI released the latest hate crime stats, claims about Islamophobia are false. Most religious-motivated hate crimes were anti-Jewish. By the way, all crime is motivated by hate, friends. All crime, okay? And you can't monitor hate crimes, friends, in the sense of what people may do, the way the government wants you to believe, because they want to be big brother, and they want to be more than that, friends. They want to control every facet of your life. But in saying that, what we have here is that Muslims suffered few total incidents than many groups. Again, keep in mind who the perpetrator is, friends. It is the radical Muslims. trying to put themselves in the victim position, again, so they can perpetuate the crime. And that's exactly what they just did. Now, folks, for the sake of staying on track here, just simply go to Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Media friends, and when you go on that page, you'll find it. It's right on the scroll. Fake hate. Muslim was responsible for California mosque Christmas Day. Hate crime. And oh, and guess what they're finding out, friends? Watch the video. You'll find out that they're now decrying this isn't a hate crime. He's mentally ill. Yes, and so is homosexuality. There is no question about it. It was diagnosed all the way up until 1973 as a mental disorder or a mental illness. Yeah, but let me take it before that. What preceded that is when God said sodomites and their acts, they're abominable in the very sight of God. And that's why it was illegal in every state in this country. That's why up until 1962, and by the way, the state of California, ironically, they were taught, students were taught in public schools in their health classes to turn in homosexuals or lesbians to the authorities. Why? Because they knew what it was about. That's why. But again, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, check it out. Fake hate. Muslim was responsible for California mosque Christmas Day. Friends, check out the headlines. It's happening again. We're in America. We have a job to do. And yes, I am getting lit. And we need to stay on course here, because if we don't stay on course, I'm going to go off on another rabbit trail, and then we're going to have church that way the whole day. But for the sake of staying to the topic, friends, let's get over this. Distorting our forefathers is what we talked about last week. And we also know that Jesus himself said that if they called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more shall they call them of his own household? He said that in Matthew 10:25. You know, because many people looked at Jesus as a deceiver. Many people thought he was a good man, but others thought he deceived the people, Scripture tells us. Well, we have the religious Pharisees actually calling Jesus Beelzebub. Just think about that. The ones that should have been opening the doors to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords were the very ones slamming the door on them. And why was it? Was Christ wrong or was man wrong? Well, of course, these religious hypocrites were wrong. They wanted to justify themselves. They loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. And they had to act accordingly. Okay? Again, last week we talked about distorting the founders. Look at their fruit. We also know that King David said in Psalm 109 that he was hated for his love. We know that Jesus said, who came out of the loins of David, friends, in the seed of David, in John 15, he said, "This is my commandment, that you love one another, but if the world hates you, you know that it hated me." Right? So people didn't quite get it because they love darkness rather than the light. But we need to keep in mind that Jesus came unto his own, and his own received him not. So what does that look like? What does that truth and the truth of men bring to the light of men? I'm going to show you that in just a minute. We're going to get over to George Washington really quick, Martin Luther King, Eric Little, Benedict Arnold, Ben Franklin. We'll get over to some patriarchs, David and Elijah and Jeremiah and Paul and the disciples.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Cool. All right, let's go here. Folks, really quick, Micah 3:5 says, "Thus saith the Lord concerning the prophets that make my people to err." They're the ones that are prophesying smooth things, folks. They're prophesying yes when God is saying no. They're prophesying no when God is saying yes. You need to understand that. You need to understand that when prophets come, "Is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces?" That's how it comes. It comes in a power, and it comes in authority that man does not understand. They don't understand the spirit of truth. I also want you to understand that prophets come to slay sin. They don't come to play with it or debate it. Okay? And Micah 3:5 tells us just that. The Lord said concerning the prophets that make my people err, that bite with their teeth, they declare a holy war against those who don't feed them. Then the Lord said the prophets are prophesying lies in my name. And I want you to understand that the state-controlled media are those that are being used to basically promulgate the lie. They want you to hate the righteous, and they want you to love the unrighteous. These are the people that put light for darkness and darkness for light. But you, if you know the Word of God, you're going to know the difference because of the anointing. He also said in Micah 3:5, "Thus saith the Lord concerning the prophets." He said this. He said, "Whosoever doesn't provide for their mouths, God is not doing it." The Lord said, "They even prepare war against me." Well, that's what false prophets do. They want you to speak evil concerning the way of truth. Really, to put it in a nutshell for you, friends, they're enemies of the cross of Jesus Christ. And I want to tell you what, I see more of them in the professed church than I see any other place. Okay, and that's exactly the opposite of what should be happening. But because of what we see coming from the pulpits in America, no wonder why. No wonder. We understand why. because we have these hirelings breeding immoral devils to come in, or should I say wolves, to come in and devour the sheep. And that's exactly what you're seeing today. But in saying that, friends, I want you to understand, I want to give you a real quick story of history concerning the prophet Micaiah, who warns Ahab. Now what happened here, it's in 1 Kings 22, it says there was peace between Israel and Syria for the next 2 years, but in the third year, King Jehoshaphat of Judah went to see King Ahab of Israel. And Ahab, the corrupt king that gave way to his corrupt, devilish wife, who was at length, who fell off a wall and was eaten by dogs, and literally her blood was licked up by dogs. Amen, hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd say, be bringing it down, Brother Dean. Well, they did bring Jezebel down. And I'm telling you what, God's word of prophecy came to pass, and she was dealt with. No getting around that. But this is King Ahab. King Ahab, again, is the one that was told what pants to wear by Jezebel, just for those that do understand what I'm saying. And it's interesting that Ahab, he wanted some land that belonged unto them back. And Ahab asked Jehoshaphat, will you go with me to attack Ramath? And then he said, well, I'm ready whenever you are, Jehoshaphat answered. And by the way, Jehoshaphat was actually reproved for doing this. He shouldn't have done it in the first place. And Ahab called in the prophets, about 400 of them, and asked them, should I go and attack Ramath or not? All the false prophets told him, attack it, they answered. The Lord will give you the victory. But Jehoshaphat asked, isn't there another prophet through whom we can consult the Lord? Now, Jehoshaphat was to be a godly man, friends. Now, just keep that in mind. He had ears to see, He had ears to hear and he had eyes to see. Now, listen, what's interesting about that is Ahab answered, there's one more, Micaiah, son of Imlah. But the corrupt king said, I hate him because he never prophesies anything good for me. It's always something bad. Did you hear what he said? He said, you shouldn't say that, Jehoshaphat replied. Then Ahab called in a court official and told him to go get Micaiah at once. The two kings dressed in their royal robes were sitting in their thrones and threshing place just outside of the gates of Samaria, and all the prophets were prophesying in front of them, trying to impress the king. Now one of them, Zedekiah, son of Shemaiah, made iron horns and said to Ahab, this is what the Lord says, with these will you fight the Syrians and totally defeat them. All the other prophets said the same thing. March against Ramath and you will win, they said. The Lord will give you the victory. These were the false prophets, friends. Meanwhile, the official at dawn to get Micaiah said to him, all the other prophets have prophesied success for the king, and you had better do the same thing. The court official had the audacity to tell this prophet of God what he was going to say. Let me ask you something, friends. Is the spirit of the Lord straightened by man? Is he dictated by what man will allow him to do? Or what he will not allow him to do? Absolutely not. The Spirit of God will not be straightened. He will not be dictated. And he will not be controlled by man. Because there's always one or two or three or 7,000 of them in a country that will stand on the side of God and point their finger and say, we will not tell you what you want to hear. Just ask Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You don't bow, you don't burn, friends. You just don't. The audacity for man to go to this prophet and say to him, you had better prophesy the same thing as the false prophets. Micaiah answered, by the living Lord, I promise that I will say what he tells me to. Now, when he appeared before King Ahab, the king asked him, Micaiah, should King Jehoshaphat and I go and attack Ramath or not? The prophet Micaiah said, attack. Go ahead. Go for it, man. Man, your boy already came over here and told me what I was supposed to say. But if that's what you want to hear, then go for it. Go do your thing. Micaiah answered, of course you'll win. The Lord will give you the victory. But Ahab replied, when you speak to me in the name of the Lord, tell the truth. How many times do I have to tell you that? Micaiah answered, I can see the army of Israel scattered over the hills like sheep without a shepherd. And the Lord said, these men have no leader. Let them go home in peace. Ahab said to Jehoshaphat, didn't I tell you that he never prophesies anything good for me? It's always something bad. No. It's not bad. It's the word of the Lord. Micaiah went on. Now listen to what the Lord says. I saw the Lord sitting on his throne in heaven with all his angels standing beside him. The Lord asked, who will deceive Ahab? Who will deceive him? so that he will go and be killed at Ramoth. The Lord said that. Some of the angels said one thing and the other said something else. And a spirit stepped forward, approached the Lord and said, I will deceive him. How? The Lord asked. The spirit replied, I will go and make all of Ahab's prophets, I will have them all lie to Ahab. The Lord said, go and deceive him. You will succeed. You will succeed, said the Lord. Micaiah concluded that this is what happened. The Lord has made these prophets of yours lie to you, but he himself has decreed that you will meet with disaster. Then the prophet Zedekiah went up to Micaiah, slapped him in his face, and asked, since when did the Lord's spirit leave me and speak to you? Who? Touch not the Lord's anointed. King Ahab ordered one of his officers arrest Micaiah and take him to Ammon. The governor of the city and the prince Joash, tell them to throw him in prison and to put him on bread and water until I return safely. I got a bit of a news flash for you, brother Ahab. You ain't coming back. You ain't coming back because you asked the word of the Lord from someone that was going to tell you the truth. And the truth is not what you want to hear. Micaiah said, if you return safely, then the Lord has not spoken through me. And he added, listen, everyone, to what I have said. Then King Ahab of Israel and King Jehoshaphat of Judea went up to attack the city of Ramath and Gilead. Ahab said to Jehoshaphat, as we go into battle, I will disguise myself, but wear your royal garments. So the king of Israel went into battle in disguise. He knew what Micaiah was saying was right. He knew Micaiah was right. He knew that he spoke by the Spirit of God. The king of Syria had ordered his 32 chariot commanders to attack no one else except the king of Israel. So when they saw King Jehoshaphat, they all thought that he was the king of Israel and they turned to attack him. But when he cried out, they realized that he was not the king of Israel and they stopped their attack. And by chance, however, a Syrian soldier shot an arrow which struck King Ahab between the joints of his armor. King Ahab said, as he cried out to his chariot driver, I am wounded, turn around and pull me out of the battle. Now while the battle raged on, King Ahab remained propped up in his chariot, facing the Syrians. The blood from his wound ran down and covered the bottom of his chariot, and in evening time he died. Near the sunset, order went out through the Israelites' ranks, each of you go back to your own country and city. So died King Ahab. His body was taken to Samaria and buried. His chariot was cleaned up at the pool of Samaria where dogs licked up his blood and prostitutes washed themselves, as the Lord said that that is exactly what would happen. And it did. Everything else that King Ahab did, including the account of his place decorated, so on and so forth, just talks about the history, the chronicles of Ahab. So while everybody was looking at Micaiah as the one that was hating, and all the majority of the false prophets were all loved by the people. Isn't it interesting? The one that was doing the work of the Lord reminds me of Elijah on top of the Mount Carmel. Then all the false prophets were taken out because of one faithful man of God. As he said, how long will you falter between two opinions? America, let me ask you something. How long will you falter between two opinions? You know what's right, but do you act upon that which is right? You know what the truth is? Do you act upon the truth that you have? Because in this country, there's no excuse as to why you might not have that truth. Now, we're talking, I just want you to make the distinction between the real and the false. Because you see the false ones all day long. I remember I went to a church meeting one time in St. Paul, Minnesota. And there was a lady that sat there in the center of the circle. And she had all these people putting their hands on them. The Bible says that you're not to allow anybody to lay their hands upon you. Now listen to what I'm saying. We're not to be partakers of their sins. And the Bible says we're not to allow anybody to lay their hands on us suddenly. In other words, you better know that there's a transformation transference going on when people put their hands upon you. You're going to receive what they have. But this lady, she sat in the circle and she let everybody put their hands on her and she allowed them to prophesy from their own wicked hearts that are deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know them? And I looked at her and I said, ma'am, I'm curious. Why is it that you know that they were praying out of their own fleshly hearts, yet you allowed them to lay their hands on you? Why did you do that? Well, Bradley, we just don't want to offend anybody. No, friends. This is some serious business that we're talking about. It's our job to do what the Spirit of God does.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Bill Cook, founder of the Black Robe Regiment of Virginia, an army of pastors and churches in Virginia that is restoring the church's vital leadership and influence in civil government. I want to wish Bradley Dean and his family a blessed Christmas and New Year and say how much I appreciate Bradley's passion for the lost and love for the truth. It's an honor to fight beside him in the battle for the heart and soul of America, and I urge you to do the same.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay. Anyways, I just wanted to make sure people understood and they could make distinction through discernment what's right and what's wrong. And you need to understand that the majority is always wrong, friends. Namely in Scripture, unless you are a nation that is ruled by God, and that's exactly what we're supposed to be. And again, just going back to the statistics, 78% of Americans profess their Christianity, but they can't even name three of the Ten Commandments. I'm trying to figure out what drove them to the foot of the cross if they don't know God's moral law. Not ceremonial law. There's a distinction. Friends, do remember there's a distinction between moral law and ceremonial law. Christ fulfilled ceremonial law. Okay? Let's get over to this. We're talking about distorting the founders. And now what we're going to start talking about is distorting the patriarchs, the Christian men and women of God. Friends, did you guys know that Jesus Christ, let's go over to him real quick. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's the captain of our salvation. As we're made perfect through suffering, you know, Scripture tells us we're not only called to believe on him, but we're also called to suffer for his name's sake. That's no fun, is it? Nope, it's not. Just trying to make sure everybody understands that the cross is in the middle of my message. Well, Scripture tells us, well, let's go to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The Pharisees said of Jesus, this fellow doth not cast out devils, but by Beelzebub, the prince of devils. Matthew 12:24. Jesus answered in John 8:49-50, I'm not a devil, but I honor my Father, and you dishonor me, and I seek not mine own glory. Look how the world labels men of righteousness to be the contrary. What are the sons of God? Folks, they called the Son of God Beelzebub. They said he had a devil. Last week we talked about distorting the founders. Now we're talking about distorting our biblical patriarchs, and namely the Son of God. That's who we're starting with. What of David? Psalm 109, this is what David said, 1 through 4. Isn't it interesting, too? I just want you to understand the anointing, because when you are anointed of God, you are hated by the world without a cause. You're hated by people without a cause. You've done nothing to deserve their scorn, their ridicule, their mockings, nothing. It's just there. And what's interesting about David is, do you remember when David was trained up, you know, in the sheepfold? He was actually taking care of the little sheepy, and the bear and the lion came about, and he wiped them out by the power of the Holy Ghost. Yeah, remember that? And remember, there was a time where he was called to deliver food to his brothers and Saul's army that was standing back and watching Goliath basically mock and defile the armies of the living God. Do you remember the first thing that happened when David got out onto the field? His brother looked at him and said, "We know your pride." David looked at him and said, "Wait a second, why are you guys all standing here and allowing that dude to defile the armies of the living God?" He was trying to get into the arena to deal with the issues that they were unwilling to deal with, and yet these are the ones that were trying to shut the door. And what do? They sling what? They sling accusations against him. And what was it? "David, we know your pride." That came from his brother Joab. And we know the rest of the story. David went and did what God called him to do, and he took down the Goliath. And then after he got that victory, remember how Saul turned on David? Because when David came back from kicking some serious devil butt, do you remember what happened? The people started to cry out that Saul's killed his thousands, but David his tens of thousands. And Saul all of a sudden turned on David. See how that works? Just kind of working you through this process here, friends. But going over to the patriarch David, King David said in Psalm 109, 1 through 4, he said, "Hold not thy peace, O God of my praise, for the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful are open against me. They have spoken against me with a lying tongue." Now, this is a man after God's own heart, friends, that would do all of God's will. But what did man do to this man of God, this anointed man of God? Well, David said that the wicked have opened their mouth against me. They have spoken against me with a lying tongue. They compassed about me also with the words of hatred and fought against me without a cause. David said, "For my love, they are my adversaries." Wait. "For my love, they are my adversaries." Folks, love is in holiness. It's not outside of that. Love is in holiness. And David was walking, be ye holy as I'm holy. He was walking the walk. And he was walking the talk. Yet because David obeyed God and the love that was shed abroad in his heart, Romans 5:5, by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto him, he was hated because of that love. So was Jesus. Verse 5 goes on, "And they have rewarded me evil for good and hatred for my love." Folks, last week we talked about distorting the founders. Now we're talking about distorting the patriarchs. Let's go to Elijah. He was labeled the troubler of Israel. Going back to the corrupt King Ahab, it says in 1 Kings 18:17 through 18, "And it came to pass when Ahab the wicked king saw Elijah, that Ahab said unto him, Art thou he that troubleth Israel?" Did you hear that? "And he answered, I have not troubled Israel, but you have, and your father's house has, in that you have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and thou hast followed Balaam." You're following a false god. Who is right, friends? Elijah or Ahab? I guarantee you the majority of the people were on the side of Ahab in the day. But it doesn't matter, because a man with God is always in the majority, said that Scottish reformer John Knox. He's right on the money. Let's go to Jeremiah. What of Jeremiah? Well, what did the people say of him? They said, "Go prophesy somewhere else." Well, what was Jeremiah doing? Well, let's again go to Jeremiah 18:18 and find out. They said, "Come, let us devise devices against Jeremiah, for the law shall not perish from the priest, nor counsel from the wise, nor the word from the prophet. Come and let us smite him with the tongue, and let us not give heed to any of his words." Huh. Folks, there is a book called Lamentations. It's after the book of Jeremiah. And Jeremiah spent a good portion of his life in derision that he would bring forth the word of the Lord. He was the one that said, is not thy word like a fire shut up in my bones? In other words, when that word of the Lord came down to him, it had to go. And he released it on the people, and the people didn't want to obey. They wanted to stand in their own righteousness. And for how many years, Jeremiah warned and warned and warned, and then they mocked and they mocked and they mocked. They threw him in prison. They gave him the bread of affliction. They did this, that, and the other thing to him. And it just got to the point where, when dealing with Jeremiah, when they seen that the word would come to pass, all of a sudden the kings and the priests would go back to Jeremiah and say, hey, will you go back to the Lord for us? We see that what you were saying is now right. And the Lord just got to the point where he said, nope, no more. Don't even pray for him anymore. I'm going to deal with them from this point on because they won't listen. And then when you read the book of Lamentations, friends, I advise you, I'm giving you an admonition to read the book of Lamentations because that is a nation under God's judgment. And it's not a pretty sign. It's not a pretty picture whatsoever. Let's go to Paul. This is the guy that wrote 2/3 of the New Testament. Well, what about Paul, who was called a mover of sedition, friends? That's what the world labeled him. Last week we talked about distorting the founders. Now we're talking about distorting biblical patriarchs. It says in Acts 24, 5 through 6, for we have found this man a pestilent fellow and a mover of sedition among the Jews throughout the world and a ringleader of the sect of the Nazarenes. You know, when you think of ringleaders, who do you think of? When you think of sex and a mover of sedition, what do you think of? Do you think of the Jim Joneses back in the 70s? Who would bring a group of people to a foreign country? Well, Jim Jones was set up by the CIA to drug run and to actually traffic guns for him. See, that's what your idea of as a ringleader is, or a sect leader is. But most people didn't know that about Jim Jones. They just thought he was a religious weirdo that got whacked out. Well, he did. But he was being fed by your government, friends, to do what he did. Just wanted to share that with you. But what did they do? They showed, back in the 70s, they put a bunch of dead bodies after they drank Jim Jones's Kool-Aid. They all poisoned themselves. They all committed suicide. A good portion of them, many of them were killed, but you were told that they committed suicide, friends. But what did they do? They tried to defile the stream of Christianity by saying, look at this wacko. No, they created that wacko, friends. They created that wacko, and just so you understand, again, it was your government that set him up and helped him all the way through. He was drug dealing, he was gun running, he was fornicating, he was committing adult. Folks, the guy was out there. He was a mess. But again, I just want to set the record straight that you understand who set him up. Let's go to the disciples, friends, real quick. What about the disciples? It was said in the book of Acts, chapter 17, 5 through 7, that the disciples turned the world upside down. I like that. But I got to put it into perspective, proper perspective, because America, they didn't turn the world upside down. They turned it right side up. Now, I end with this. Isaiah 5, verse 20 says, woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. And sweet for bitter. Folks, you have the frog calling the prince ugly in so many scenarios. You hear this through the state-controlled media all day long. They want you to hate. They want you to hate the righteous. And they want you to love the unrighteous. You need to know the Word of God, and you need to understand what real love does, friends, and what real love looks like. Look to the cross of Christ, John 3:16. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23, 1 John 3:18.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9.
$20. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.